That was Oh Snap, a new wrong note from the Irreverents. And the piece you're hearing now in the background is also a new wrong note. I don't quite have a name for it yet. Something like Dance of the Rain Fairy or something. Anyway, we're going to go head out and talk to Bree now. All right, I'm here with Bree Pettis of the Make Video Podcast. And Bree, what is the Make Video Podcast?
Well, it's a it's Make Magazine's video podcast. So Make Magazine has a blog. And a while back, Phil Tyrone said, "Hey, you're doing some videos that are right up our alley. You should let us put them on our site, and a lot of more people would watch them." And I said, "That sounds great." So I did, and the next thing I know, now I'm actually. Then they were like, "Okay, we want you to do more of these." So now I make video for Make Magazine. And that's the Make Video Podcast.
Cool. Well, I saw your videos, the I Make Things video, because you're imakethings.com. And I remember one of the things I liked about it, first off, is you had this great theme, which I guess you did on, what was it, the little Casio, right?
Yeah, it was the little Casio that came out. It had, not only was it a Casio keyboard that was like the size of, it's like 2 by 10 inches or something, but besides being a keyboard, it was also a calculator.
That's right, yeah. Classic calculator and keyboard. And which I love those things, and I used to have some, and you know, I would sort of inherit them, and then as I got older I tended to give them to kids because, you know, I had them. I mean, I was a little bit older when I had them. I was like in my teens when mm-hmm. they came out, but still it was like, it was kind of like a kid's toy. And anyway, I remember the theme that you have on your I Make Things video, and I really liked it. And then, you know, when you started doing the Make Video Podcast, when you were just about to do, I guess, the first one, you called mm-hmm. me up and said, "Hey, do you want to do the new theme?" And so what was your idea for having a new theme?
Well, I remember calling you up and basically saying, well, you had done a, you'd made a, like, some a little tune out of some words that I'd said at a party a while, almost a year ago. And you showed that to me, and I was like, "We could make that into a ringtone." And so you did. And then I was like, "Okay, I have somebody who will do like audio."